right, guys, welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? How should you write this one? Is that first idea that you had when you came up with the title really the right way to go? That's what this whole thing is about. It's a fun creative exercise where climbers send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. And you need to put STC or song title challenge in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I just sort of skew down when we invite a guest onto the podcast, look for a title that I think would be cool. And we spring it on Brent and our guest live, like while we're doing this thing. And then we come up with five or six different conceptual angles to different ways to write the lyrics and different stories you could tell from that title. This is not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. It's a creative exercise, a play in the sandbox. We use all of what we say, use none of what we say, but the only thing we demand is an invite to the number one party, right?
That's right.
This is a great exercise to revive and breathe old life into your new life, into your old song hooks, right? So Brent, you've been doing that, just going through, and for a while, you just don't look at old song hooks because you feel like they're old and they're just not maybe as worthy as your new ones. And that's just a natural human reaction we have. But Brent, by gosh, you've gone back and done what?
Yeah, I started because, you know, you have like myself, and I'm sure our guest today is the same boat. You know, you have thousands of titles in your hookbook. And so you tend to work from the end of that list. The newest stuff gets the love. And we started doing these song title challenges. And so many times you get this title that you're like, oh my gosh, I would not have picked that out of my hookbook. But then like you put 5-10 minutes into it, you're like, oh, I got something. It's like how many titles of my own are sitting there with just about 5-10 minutes of work could become something worth my time. So I started doing these for my own stuff and going back, starting like 25-year-old titles that I never wrote and going kind of working my way through them as kind of a daily exercise. Well, semi-daily, let's be honest. But it's been working. It's been fun. And I've got some of those suckers cut. So I ain't scared of it.
Yeah, there we go. And today's guest is, man, I'm so excited about today's guest because we had just spent a week with this man over in Denmark at the National Nights International Songwriting Festival. He's a friend. I see him a lot up in Nashville at the Freak Show all the time. And so I'm proud to call him a friend. I'm honored to be calling him a friend. And Brent, you are now too. After Denmark, introduce our guest.
Yes, sir. No, I'm glad he booked this before we spent a week together in Denmark because he might not have booked it afterwards. He's probably sick of us because we just got back, and here we are again going, oh, there's, look at those same faces. No, this is great. So today's guest is from Poetry, Texas. That is no joke. That is for reals, but it shows through. He has secured cuts by artists such as Cody Johnson, God Bless the Boy. God bless you. Got to hear that song. That song's great. And also Black River's Josiah Siska and Marin Taylor, who you will be hearing from. They're a little baby artist, but there's cool stuff going on there. And it must be cool stuff because they're cutting songs by our guests. So they have good taste in music. Scott Sean White. Oh, also Texas artists, including Jake Bush and Jesse Robb Jr. and other people, et cetera, et cetera. So Scott, I can't talk. Scott Sean White, welcome to The Climb.
Welcome.
I told you I got in late last night.
Thanks for having me, y'all. This sounds like a blast. I can't
Thanks
wait.
Thanks for saying yes, buddy. Yes. Thanks for saying yes. Man, did you have fun in Denmark?
It was awesome, man. Every day, we talked about this earlier, every day felt like 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was so much going on and running around to play shows and see shows. And we all love songs so much that it was too much fun.
Oh, man.
I don't even drink, and it was too much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny did his best to get me drinking.
That's right. I did it. I drank for you, Scott. I drank for you.
Yeah. Well, you picked up your slack.
Nashville is a drinking town with a music problem. So,
yeah.
Sure,
yes.
We took that concept to Denmark.
Yes.
Well, speaking of lyrical value bombs like that one that he just dropped, I think you probably had the most profound statement at the festival when you said that it sort of dawned on you that, man, it's our songs that brought us here. Like we wrote these songs and then that's why I'm here in Denmark. And then you're like, and that's why he's looking out in the crowd from the stage. He's like, and that's why you're here too. And it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like that was a goosebump moment right there, buddy. So that was super cool.
That was a realization I had last year going to Denmark. I said, you know, it took two car rides and three planes to get me here. But really what got me here was these songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. It's a good life if you can get it.
But let's be honest. If you're a jerk, your songs would not have gotten you here. They also wanted you there because you're a good dude and a good hang. So that does not hurt.
It does not hurt. Yes. It
does not hurt. So my favorite thing was everybody was just so much fun. Anyway, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's put the spaghetti in the machine. We have a song title here from somebody I don't believe we've ever had a title from before. So I'm really excited about this one.
Awesome.
And I think you two guys are going to like it because I like it for you two guys. And I'm just so excited to see what we come up with here. So the climber's name is Charlie Hamill. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Hamill. So, Charlie, thanks for setting this in. And here's your song title, Mercy's Flood.
Mercy, M-E-R-C.
Mercy's Flood, M-E-R-C-Y, apostrophe S, Mercy's Flood.
Interesting. Yeah, Charlie, thanks for sending that in. He's a new songwritingpro.com member as well, so I've seen that name recently.
I don't think I've heard that title anywhere before.
Mm-mm, I don't think so either.
Yeah, so it's funny. I got a cut on a Southern gospel group called Mercy's Well. So it reminds it reminds me of a name of a Southern gospel group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the first place my mind goes. Of course, we haven't mentioned this yet. Any genre is on the table. Like we're just, It doesn't matter. We can play in any sandbox we want to. But that's one of the first things I think of is like, oh, well, this definitely sounds like a Christian title.
I want to say real quick too, this is a great idea for people that aren't in these rooms in Nashville to see what we do.
Yes.
At the beginning of a session, when a title gets thrown out. I remember when I first started going to Nashville and getting in those rooms, I was lucky enough to get in the room with some pretty big hit writers pretty quick. And I was completely not ready. But one of the things I remember is they would be like, I'd throw something out and they would have a million reasons not to write the title.
Yeah.
And I remember me and my not thought I knew it all, but didn't know anything self would be like, I'd leave the session and be like, man, they just have every reason not to write a song. They just need to write it. And now on my 18th year in Nashville, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy. It's like, man, because now Mercy's Flood is really cool. It's interesting. Like there's a bunch of ways already in my brain we can take this thing, but mm-hmm. Too many times somebody throughout some title that they're like, I've written that 40 different ways.
Yeah.
And most of them are boring. So
yeah.
Well, this is really cool because this is exactly what we do in Nashville in these little rooms.
Yeah.
You throw out a title and a lot of times, especially if you're writing with an artist, they'll throw something out and you got to figure out a way to make it interesting. And so that's where my brain always goes with something is what's some kind of interesting, different way to approach that, you know? So
did y'all catch that? What he just said, like that bears repeating. So he's like, sometimes you're in a room writing with an artist who maybe is a real good artist, but maybe not, let's just say, as a seasoned or as skilled of a writer yet.
Green.
As the people that are in the room, the writer room. Right. And so they got this title, but that's what the artist wants to write. And so this is what you got to do right here, what we're about to do right now. Song title challenge it and mm-hmm. come up with some way to make that sound cool. And when we first started kind of doing this, Scott, we thought about, if you're just going down a bunch of song titles in a hook book and you cross over a song title called The Dance, you're like, eh. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Tony Rada's like, oh, well, hold my beer. And it's like, it's an iconic song that gives everybody makes you well up, gives you the goosebumps, gives you the chills and all that. So it really is about the angle as much as it is more than the title.
Yeah.
What are some of the ideas you got, Sean? Let's just let you lead it off. You got some ideas already.
Yeah, you've stalled long enough, my friend.
Yeah, the funny thing was, as soon as he said that, maybe this is because of that new Hardy and Lainey Wilson song, Wait in the Truck.
Ooh, yeah.
Have y'all heard that song yet?
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
So good, dude. Yeah. So good.
The video's unbelievable. And so maybe, I mean, because when you said Mercy's Flood, I wanted to do something. The first place my brain went was something opposite of mercy. Mercy is just some girl's name, and the mm-hmm. flood is her revenge and her vengeance mm-hmm. about something that happened to her. Like I said, it may just be because Wait in the Truck is just on your
brain right now,
spirit right now. For the last couple of weeks, when I first heard it, I was like, "Golly,
that's a song right there."
And plus, like I said too, just in the interesting, you wouldn't expect it vein.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very dark place to go in that song and get away with it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Gosh darn it, they did just exactly that, didn't they? Like
whoever the bad guy is, they got drowned by Mercy's flood.
Yeah, well, what if you do like kind of have you ever seen that, the old Christian Slater and Morgan Freeman movie, Hard Rain?
Yes.
It was like a 90s action thing. Yes. Like there's this town in Kentucky or somewhere that flooded and everything. And I have that kind of in my head picture-wise. Then I also like, okay, Carrie Underwood. Like, okay, the dude's abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And the town's flooding.
Two black Cadillacs?
It's two black Cadillacs blown away. She's always killing somebody. This time with water. She's done wind. She's done metal with the Cadillac. Right? Did he get? I can't remember if he got hit by the car or what. Or poison.
It's like a sequel. Carrie Underwood, that clean.
Saved by Mercy's flood.
Saved by Mercy's flood. So like either that's her name. But he was merciless, you know, and he was mean. And then, you know, there's a flood, and that's kind of the cover for like, he drowned. And it was Mercy's flood. So he could go that really dark way because she ended up not having mercy on him.
Yes. I got it.
Horshack.
All right.
Yes.
So what if Mercy's flood is a very positive, uplifting song about never gonna work. It's never gonna work.
Nobody wants that.
That's the first time I've been buzzered, man. That's awesome.
Go ahead.
But like if I was in the financial industry, I was an artist first. I went into the business world, and the last part of the business world I was into outside of the music industry was financial industry, and that meltdown happened. And to hear me tell the story sounds so freaking tragic, okay, because of everything I lost and everything that happened. But at the end of that, I'm like, don't feel bad. It was a blessing, right? Yeah. Because I found out that while I love building a team and building a company, man, I could not stand the mortgage industry. I could not stand mortgage consumers. And I didn't like that situation. And I learned, hey, life is chaos. And I can get this chaos. I'm going to get it one way or the other. I might as well be doing something that I love and helping the people that I love to be around, like songwriters and artists. So there was that silver lining. God shuts a door, he opens a window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes this horrible flood. What happened with this flood that wrecked everything, and what came out of it on the other end that was better for it? How are we better for the after the flood, kind of a thing?
That's really cool.
That is cool. Like deep storytelling stuff on that. And I think too, of just with the name Mercy, I mean, it brings in and flood. I mean, so much biblical stuff going on there. It's like, is there a way to talk about Noah and the flood in a way of like it was mercy? That flood was it was judgment, but also, you know, okay, is there mercy in there? And what's the mercy? And kind of digging into that to like bring a different aspect of it out. Or even just, what is that? Just from some of those old hymns, they talk about wash beneath the cleansing flood, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's mercy's flood. So I think you'd take some of that, those old like hymn language, and do everything that washed away by mercy's flood, washed all this stuff away. These walls I'd built up, you can almost use that kind of architecture stuff, like that swept away. This house that I'd built, this little kingdom I thought I was making, got washed away by mercy's flood, and I had to start over. But that's good, because I was not building the right kind of. I was building my kingdom, not his.
I love that.
Oh, I like that.
So that feels like that could be a thing.
Piggybacks right off of Johnny's deal.
Exactly.
To what you said before, Scott, if Mercy's a girl, but what if that girl is your daughter? Your 5-year-old daughter or something, and she has a meltdown when it's like Mercy's flood and and the way it breaks your heart, all those kinds of
I love that too. Well, that brings me back to, what was the first thing you threw out, Brent?
At the very beginning, I was just thinking of like a Southern gospel thing. So not idea, or the Carrie Underwood, she killed him in a flood because he was not merciful. He was abusive.
Yeah, it makes me also think about, I don't know if this is executable or not, which is a word I use a lot in writing sessions for those who pay attention. If there's a way to use Mercy's Flood in three different ways. Mm-hmm. In the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's a big giant deal, but the daughter thing is a way, maybe, I don't know what goes with the daughter. Obviously, Mama Killing, the guy that's beating her, probably doesn't go with the daughter thing in the same song.
Yeah.
But a lot of great songs that I love use a phrase in two or three different ways, mm-hmm. usually three when they do it that way.
Yeah.
One of my favorites that did something like that recently, and it's Hardy again, is that freaking song, A Rock.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They use that thing, I think, in five different ways.
Oh, yeah. Like stuck between a hard place and a rock.
Yeah.
The ring.
Skipping a rock.
Yeah, skipping a rock. Yeah.
And Name on a Rock and mm-hmm. Flying Around the Sun on a Rock. I mean, that would be a very interesting road to run down.
And that's where it would be a very difficult road to run down,
but it would
yeah.
That would take some wordsmithing, but that would be like, if you could pull that off that way, that's a really cool contemporary way to deliver that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also thinking like making mercies, so it sounds the same, but words plural instead of possessive, like where heartache reigns, mercies flood, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I went there.
I love that. By the way, I laugh when people say things that I love in a writing room.
Okay, that's good. I wasn't sure how I felt about that at the moment. I'll be honest with you.
I know. Everybody at first, when they first
in the room with Bro, me. I have the same reaction when I just hear like the nastiest guitar solo or something that's just so badass on the instrumentation. And when it's really good, I get the nasty face. But when it's really good, I laugh. I laugh. I'm like, oh, forget about it.
Yeah, I'm uncontrollably.
I have the same reaction.
And so many times I've had to explain that to people. Like Allie Colleen, the first time I wrote with her, Joe was there, and she explained immediately for me. It was Allie Colleen, Kelly Johnson, Terry Joe, and me. And Kelly said something that I loved, and I just... laughing, and Allie's looking at me funny, and Terry Joe goes, hey, by the way, when he loves something, he just starts laughing. And Allie Colleen, the next session, she was like, yeah, when you started laughing that last session, I thought I was gonna have to throw hands because I thought you were laughing at my friend.
Now she's like wanting to hear the laugh.
Oh, now you want
an idea because that's the bar. Yeah.
That's an honest response when it's involuntary. That's how you know it's real. That's great. So, yeah. So, like, yeah, when heartache rains.
What was that line that made me laugh?
So, something like, when heartaches rain, like mercy's rain flood, and also rain, mercy's flood. Like, you know, God, he'll provide you the mercy and the grace you need. Where sin abounds, grace abounds more. That sort of thing. It could even be. So, that's definitely going to the more spiritual thing. And that could be CCM.
That could be about overcoming drug addiction.
It could be, more of a.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That kind of thing.
Abusive relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mercy's flood.
Well, and it could be a deal too, where this is kind of another angle on the three different things, three different ways to use the hook. Instead of that, the hook is the same. There's three stories that are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? One is, I'm just grabbing stuff out of the air. One is crazy childhood like I had.
Yeah.
The next verse is going into addiction and coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, the bridge, is something else. I don't know what it is, but that's another thing we do a lot when we're trying to write big songs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, left to my own devices, I am always trying to write a big song.
Yeah. Take a big swing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we miss most days, but if you don't swing big, you don't hit big.
That's right.
Well, was that Babe Ruth thing? You know, he had the record for the home runs, but he also, always struck out the most.
Yeah.
People don't care about that last part.
Yeah, songwriting is exactly like that too, man. I mean, but anyway, I digress. But that would be cool to take, like, out of everything we said so far, if we were sitting in the room and trying to write this title for real today, that's the one that I would be in the room right now going, hey, why don't we take what he just said, make that the setup line in the hook, and what three stories can we put together? And then, of course, you have to figure out what story goes first. It's got to be the, it can have some weight to it, but it's got to be the lightest weight.
It's got
to
build
stories.
Mm-hmm.
The second verse has got to have a little heavier weight. And that bridge, it's got to punch you in the mouth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, there's no point in the bridge being there, right?
Exactly.
There's no payoff. Yeah.
If it's
so you have to figure out the right three stories to go together. You have to figure out, is the singer just the narrator, or is the singer seem the like
character the
narrator
in the story.
First two stories, and then the bridge, you find out, no, the singer's been talking about himself the whole time.
Yep.
I mean, there's just a million ways
to kind of serve it up. Yeah.
To do that.
And you could do the fire flood thing, like when something's fire, but mercy's flood, because the flood would put out the fire. That could be a thing too.
That's not on that thing, but when you said fire, it reminded me too of earlier. I was thinking about it. There's something about having a boat on mercy's
flood. Dude, I was going to say that's a boat name.
Mercy's flood.
That's the name of a boat.
Well, you may be right about that. But what I was thinking was, is there some kind of angle where you're talking about needing a boat or having a boat, riding a boat on Mercy's flood?
Yeah.
I have no idea how that gets.
Yeah. I was thinking like learning to swim in Mercy's flood. Maybe this person that didn't think they were deserving of grace and forgiveness and they're having a hard time, like just being forgiven and not trying to earn God's love.
Or if there's a way to go.
Or learning to float or something. I don't know.
That's good.
Or a way to make drowning positive. Like,
yeah,
I don't mind drowning in Mercy's flood.
Yeah.
Well, that could be that could be mercy, like spiritual mercy.
Yeah.
Or that could also be the girl once again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mercy's flood. Like, for I'm throwing away my water wings. I'm going deep. The Mercy's flood.
My water wings.
It also reminds me, years ago, I heard a preacher talk about that story in the Bible where the guy had this debt and the king forgave him of it. And it was like 10,000 talents, right? That he owed. And the preacher broke it down. And he said, what people don't understand is they just think that's $10,000.
Yeah.
The preacher said, no. He said, 10,000 talents would have been at least probably more than all the money in the world at that moment. Like,
oh, wow.
10,000 talents was unimaginable.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said that you would think it's just $10,000, but really, if you can imagine right now, more money than exists in the entire world right now, that's what that was. And that's how much debt the dude was forgiven.
Wow.
And then he went out and held $10 against
somebody
people
else
that owed him money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that 10,000 talents, that all the money in the world, more than all the money in the world debt, is what Jesus paid.
Yeah.
Is what that story is about. And I never knew that until that guy. So Mercy's Flood, if you were going to go straight gospel,
Gospels,
contemporary CCM, Christian
music, yeah,
that definitely fits that.
Oh, like, how can I not give a few drops of mercy just to my neighbor?
When I've been drowned in Mercy's flood.
Ah! Look at that. I love it.
That just happened.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a great, man. You talk about,
yeah.
I mean, obviously it's a great life lesson in something that there's value in that. Like, what's the value in that song? Like, oh, that's one of those that hopefully I'm going to need to listen to myself every now and again.
Yeah. Say that line again.
So how can I like withhold or be mad at sharing a few drops of forgiveness or mercy with someone else when I've been washed in, or I've been drowned in Mercy's flood?
Okay. So that makes me think, that also makes me think that you just get into real life situations.
Yeah.
I was driving home yesterday from Nashville. it's on a good day. It's 9 hours on I-40 and I-30.
Yeah.
And me and truckers are not always friends. And
oh man, between Memphis and Little Rock, that's just nothing but joy and harmony.
And I put something on social media a few weeks ago. I said, you know that thing where Jesus says, if you even get mad at your brother or call him an idiot, you've already killed him.
Yeah.
And I did this thing. I said, if that's true, I might have taken on like 28 people on my way to Mobile yesterday. I apologize.
Taking out 28 people. But,
So
it makes me think, and back to our song, that particular angle, if you did that, it would be cool maybe to have a list of little things in that first verse, like that we do all the time. Like when you're in the car, and bless my heart, my language is awful in the car. Just cursing people right and left. But you don't put that in there because it's a gospel song. But
some
little things where you don't give somebody grace that you should give them.
Yeah. It's like, how can I withhold?
You don't give them the benefit of the doubt. And then somehow it hits you in the chorus and you end with what you said.
Yeah.
when I have my right mind about me, when I'm really looking at the world the right way, I realize after all the grace I've been given,
yeah,
I need to give those people some, cut them some slack.
Yeah. So, I think that'd be cool.
That'd be really cool. And it enabled you to put some real life, everyday stuff in there.
Yeah. Like a lot of concrete images, real stuff.
Yeah.
Because that is kind of a high-minded, mercy's flood is very kind of poetic and
yeah,
metaphorical. And so it'd be cool, at least for my sensibilities, and I guess yours too, to balance that with some like really concrete imagery, yeah, really grounded stuff. So it's not just all philosophical
right
musings, but it's like, here's real world stuff.
Yeah, real examples of it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, having those pictures get gradually bigger,
mm-hmm,
as the song goes on.
Yeah, it's like the goes from the traffic jam to my neighbor in politics to something around, you know, that's a global thing or whatever. You can definitely go there.
Yeah, and you could also, every now and then, we don't do this very often, but every now and then, a song like that would have a specific story take up the whole first verse.
Mm-hmm.
You sing that chorus, and the second verse would be the list,
mm-hmm,
of other things that fit that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really hard to pull off, and it's got to be the right idea to do that. But
yeah,
it's very interesting. It's one thing I tell young writers all the time when I go speak to folks is like the thing I just said, it's a tool in the toolbox.
Yep.
Is all it is. And over the years, over 18 years, I've collected and I keep collecting and will always keep collecting more tools in the toolbox,
mm-hmm,
that for a particular idea, you're like, oh, I haven't used this tool in 3 years, but it's perfect,
yeah,
for how to approach this song or how to approach this lyric or this line in the lyric. And so gives you all these options to try to figure that out. When this artist threw out Mercy's Flood today and they're in love with the title, but they have no idea. How to write it.
Right.
And they're like, I really want to write Mercy's Flood. Okay.
Yeah. It's such a great, we're naming the album after it, the whole tour after it. Here you go.
I got the tour jackets made. Check it out.
No lie. I was writing with Lee Black one time and he'd been out to the West Coast and there's this group out there called Liberty Quartet. And he's like, they have this like 20 or 25th year anniversary thing going on. And they have the tour. It's called Miles of Miracles. And he was like, so I assume you have a song by that title. And the guy was like, no, we don't have a song called Miles of Miracles. I'm like, well, Lee, that's what we're writing today. And
yeah,
so we wrote it.
Look at that.
Nice. So it was already like going to be the name of the record and the name of the tour. We're just like, we just got to write the song and not screw it up and hit them with it. They're like, hey, that's so nice of y'all to do that. I'm like, yeah, okay. Service business. So yes.
Show enough. You got the cut. It's the album title and it's the tour title.
Exactly.
That was already brilliant.
It was already going to be most of that stuff before we ever wrote the song. But that was one of those like, how do we make this make sense? Like, we got, mm-hmm, the title. Okay, let's just make it make sense.
Right.
So, yeah.
But just because we got a lot of good looks at this, but just the final idea I had is like, what could you put before that that could be cool? What about like surfing on Mercy's Flood?
It's a like surfer song.
You know what I mean? Just like,
yeah,
like you get it. Like, what about the like person the drowning, who gets the grace? What, they know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, sorry, Mercy's Flood. Like, wash the shores. Mercy's Flood. It's like what gets washed away by Mercy's Flood. I don't know.
The other thing that's interesting about this whole exercise that y'all do is that the next thing in the Nashville writing room that we do is, as we go, okay, which route should we go? And
that's where commerce meets art sometimes.
Right. Well, and also, even if you take the commerce out,
mm-hmm,
it's still, for me, it's two things. Which avenue lit me up?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And there has to be an and.
Mm-hmm.
And it is executable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you can actually write that avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can pull it off.
You may have one that lit you up a lot, but you go, I don't think we're going to be able to figure that out.
That's how do you write that? Yeah.
And I'm never scared of work. I mean, I'll get together 5, 6, 7, however many appointments on a song when it's worth it. But, you know, the one that lights everybody up, I'm like, man, that's really interesting and cool and different.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that before. And can we actually write it?
Yeah. And sometimes that depends on who's in the room, like what their strengths are, and are they a grinder? Yeah. Not every pro rider is a grinder, man. And they might just be like, you know what? Yeah, I really think this is really interesting, but this may be like a 3-dayer, and Jimmy over there likes to be done by lunch, and we're going to lose Jimmy halfway through the first verse.
Right.
And then it could just end up being a cluster. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, who's in the room? What do we have available? I mean, that's always part of it too, is reading the room and the skills that are in there, personalities that are in there. And
well, that's a whole boatload of wisdom right there. You guys, we got some good looks at this, man.
Yeah, this is fun. So
we got some really good looks at this. What a pleasure. Scott Sean White, thank you so much for saying yes.
Yes. And Charlie, thank you for sending in titles. Send in more. This is good.
Yeah. That
was
good.
Up, Charlie. Pick away.
Exactly.
Go make it happen and let us hear the demo. Let us hear the demo when it comes back, when you get that one wrote. That
tell song you, what, you better nail it, Charlie. I'm going to be mad.
Who is a high bar to step over, bud? It's a high bar, Charlie. Let me tell you.
Come back here and screw that title up now that we spent all this time working on it.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, listen, send your song titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets into the right folder, and maybe you'll just have yourself a hit songwriter help you flesh out some ideas like we had with Scott Sean White today. Thank you so much, brother. We love you, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Love y'all.
All right, you guys, this podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.